Well, they compared it to the Schumann resonance factor.
Mm-hmm.
That's a natural frequency of Mother Earth.
7.85.
A very interesting question.
A 7.85 hertz wave that stayed consistent all the way through.
Right.
And so it just kind of adds a little sauce for the goose here, doesn't it?
Well, there's something else, too, that I don't know if you're familiar with or not, and I'd like to get into it with you without naming names here. It is very sensitive information, but, okay, in 1982, we did the analysis you just heard. In 1980, we shipped the sound tape of Variation 2 to a friend, Rob Shellman, who came to us in 1979 through APRO. Rob was in the Navy. He was stationed at a naval base on the East Coast. At this base, they had a computer where they carried what they call sound signatures within the computer. It was primarily used for identifying various sounds in the ocean, such as submarines. They ran these sounds through the computer. Now, this computer supposedly had sounds of everything in it. It couldn't match the sounds of Variation 2. We found this extremely interesting. Now, going back to your point, here we've got a one-armed man, handicap, sixth grade education, handicap. And he, if he's hoaxing it, he's fooling us at every turn. Not only is he fooling us, but he's also fooling science.
He's fooling our most sophisticated computers.
Exactly.
Well, he is really quite a fellow, isn't he?
He is a great guy, warm human being. He's never been into this for personal gain. Now, you're talking to a man here that spent many hours with Billy Meyer, many days. Our whole investigative team spent almost 300 days living at the farmhouse over a period of 5 years. And we never detected any trickery. We never uncovered anything smacking of hoax.
Well, I think it's interesting in watching the tape that you are now making available to the public. You, Yowie does interviews Billy Meyer, and you walk with Yowie and Billy Meyer to the various locations there in Switzerland where so many of these sightings were made.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't help but fall in love with him. He's so warm, and he's so gentle, and he is so real. And he seems a little bit perplexed why people are having difficulty in understanding what he's trying to tell them. You feel for him, you really do.
Well, that's what's amazing about the man. I'm not a UFO expert. I was never into UFOs prior to this case. Sure, I believed in him. I believed that other life was possible. But Intercept definitely was not a UFO investigative company. When we got involved with the Meyer case, as I say, for 2 years we tried to figure out how he was hoaxing it. But we finally gave up because it became easier and more practical to believe that it was actually happening than it was that if he was hoaxing it. It would have required too much money, too many accomplices, too many unexplainable situations, such as the metal. How
mm-hmm.
did he produce that? And other issues. So,
well, I think the story of the hoax would be greater than the story of the contact.
Oh, I agree. Definitely.
The folks are beginning to line up on the phone. I know they have questions. I have found over the years, Lee, they're far better interrogators than I am.
Okay.
And I just become a traffic cop. I know that there are questions about the Billy Meyer case. I'd like for you to kind of limit them with Lee, if you will, to the Billy Meyer case, what is being said there, the hard evidence. If you want to ask about the tape, certainly any of those things. We will play some more of this sound tape for you, so if you missed it the first time, get it the second time, get your tape recorders rolling as far as that goes. And we'll get to your calls in a second. Let me give you the number. Los Angeles, 5 ground still to cover about the Billy Meyer case, a contact case with people from Pleiades, and we have just the guy to answer those questions on the line. He's Lee Elders, and I believe we have Roger is up. Roger, welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. The question I'd like to ask is, what book or what material is available as to the lessons that Billy Meyer received from these people as to what we should do on this earth to get ourselves out of our mess?
Good question, Roger.
That's a good question. There were some contact notes made of the case, but those have not been translated in their entirety as yet.
He did them in German, as I recall.
They're in Swiss German, yes. And Some of them have been translated to English, but are not enough at this time to warrant a publication. Also, I might add that we're under contract now. There's an option on this material, and we cannot release anything for another 2 years. The reason? There is currently a mainstream book being written on the case, and it should be released within 12, 14 months.
But it does go into, Roger, to answer your question, what the Pleiadians see is our plight. They have enormous suggestions for us and where we should be going, and it really starts at home.
Oh, sure, yes. That's the
in each individual.
That's right. You'll find a very metaphysical ring to a lot of the things that they have to say.
Right.
And one of the key issues that we utilized in the movie footage video was the fact that Meyer was talking about balancing the material with the spiritual. And
yes.
If you really think about that, I think that's one of the key ingredients necessary today, is to try to balance those two.
Right.
Does that answer your question?
Well, it does. I just was hoping there'd be something out now. Do you know of other sources, which have the same message, probably from other ways? Because let's face it, this stuff's coming from a lot of different ways.
Oh, no question. I think there's a lot of individuals channeling various information.
Right.
I've heard of one up in the Seattle area. The name escapes me. They're channeling information on how to help this planet.
Right.
I think that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Of what this whole thing's about.
Sure it is.
We're in trouble. This planet's in trouble. We know this. Now, what can we do about it? Not what can they do about it. What can we do?
No, we've got to do it ourselves.
Right. That's, you're absolutely correct.
Well, it's good to hear this, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Roger. Appreciate you getting in on that. And we have time to get you started, Bob. Go right ahead.
Okay, Bill. Thank you. I have a question for Lee. It has to do with the beamship video.
Yes.
An hour into the, by the way, which was quite excellent, and I enjoyed it very much.
Oh, did you see it?
Pardon me?
I say, do you have a copy?
Yes, I do, Lee. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
An hour into the video, you showed a tree that was struck by a laser, and shortly thereafter, Billy Meyer mentioned a cosmonaut by the name of Menora.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember this name?
Yes.
What can you tell me about this cosmonaut Menora? If anything, I have a real personal, a real good reason for asking. Yes, thank you, Bill. Yes, Lee, as I mentioned, I was asking about the cosmonaut Menora.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm asking is, and bear with me, I'm going to agree this is hard to swallow. I met with her out of body 3 years ago, and she introduced herself.
You went out of body, Bob?
Everybody in Los Angeles
goes.
Actually, there's quite a bit to it, but I'll keep it real short and real simple. And I met with her in Switzerland, out of body. She introduced herself as Menora. At the time, though, I thought she said Mora, but after I saw your video, I realized it was Menora. And we had a conversation, and she even had an assistant and an android with her. But she didn't tell me anything about herself. I was wondering, spending 3 years with Billy Meyer, or 5 years, can you share any insight with me?
We know very little about Menara, also Playa. That was another one mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I'm not positive, because there's very little mention about her, but I do believe that she was or is a Lyrian cosmonaut. She was not from the Pleiades.
Mm-hmm.
Meyer claims to have had several different contacts with various civilizations, Pleiades being one.
Mm-hmm.
The Dals, that's spelled D-A-L-S, being another, they sort of prepped him for his plating experience 10 years prior, and then the Lyrians. Now, I might add that these are some of the reasons that the so-called UFO experts back in 1978 felt the case was a hoax. There was just too much to it. There were too many, outside stories, too many contacts with other civilizations. If he could have held it to the Pleiadians, it would have made life a lot easier for the investigators, I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when Edwin Slade was over there, he came back with a fascinating story, Lee. I don't know whether I've even had a chance to pass it on to you. But he was talking to the hands that work around there. They showed him footprints. It seems to be sort of a way station now, and some of the people that come down and spend a while are very...